Hey, it's time to talk with Jimmy Carter and get the real nitty-gritty from Music City. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. I don't know that everybody watches the Kentucky Derby. It was a rain shower, and I happened to be home during that. Wow. Made me feel so bad the rest
yes,
of the day.
Yes, it
yeah.
did.
I mean, the stewards disqualified the best horse over an instant that impacted two also-ran horses and gave victory to another horse who wasn't going to beat the winner if they had raced another mile.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It just doesn't make sense. Really doesn't. Garth Brooks, this guy is amazing. He just sold another 1 million albums. These are the vinyl ones. His vinyl release, Legacy, the vinyl collection. It's just crazy what this guy does.
Wow.
140,000 people he played to at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis Friday and Saturday night. They call him a grinning, energetic Garth Brooks. Yeah, he is. And he broke some kind of attendance record. We'll know later today when they put that out. Where is he in context with the Beatles? In albums sold, Beatles have 178 million. Garth Brooks, 148 million. He's still got some pedaling to go to beat them. Darius Rucker put out, "You were right, Garth. Wow, what a night in Minnesota. Thank you so much. You're always the epitome of class, my friend. And, man, you were friggin' amazing." Just brought the roof down. That was what I saw in St. Louis. I agree. Randy Travis turned 60 on Saturday. Made a rare public appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. Everybody gathered on stage, a whole bunch of people, and sang Forever and Ever, Amen. And then the very last Amen, they put the mic on him, and he went, Amen.
Wow, that's great.
His brain injury problem still really keep him from being able to speak a clear sentence, and he can sing little spurts of things, and that's what he did. Everybody loved that. Kenny Chesney played three shows at arenas, basically, $2.3 million for three little shows. He's cleared 100,000 tickets and nearly $10 million from just the few places he's played already this year. People making money, it's not the new ones necessarily. Here's the latest box office. Backstreet Boys for three shows in Vegas, $5.4 million. Paul McCartney, been around since the dinosaurs, played one show in Chile, $4.2 million.
Wow.
Fleetwood Mac, they've been around that long too. Two shows, $4 million. Alabama played six shows, $3.9 million. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
I mean, yeah, big money. These artists, like the old artists like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, they didn't make that money in a year, you know, back at the beginnings of their career. It's just different time. Carrie Underwood out there, we haven't seen her box office yet, but I'm sure it's impressive. She played the sold-out show in Birmingham on Friday night. She plays in San Antonio, Texas tonight. Yeah, and that whole Kentucky Derby mess, it's going to still keep going there. People just can't seem on social media to stop talking about it. It was very confusing and complicated what the stewards did, but it stinks like a really nasty shoe right now.
Yeah, a really nasty horseshoe.
Yeah, well, more of an athletic slipper.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very
Happy
much.
Happy Monday. Bye-bye.
See you later.